This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Field Notes Brand. USA-made memo books and other products, including seasonal limited editions. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May in Chicago.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Dear listeners, Heart Life knows you fear for the fate of your fellow policies. Many productive, efficient, and even loved ones have fallen to the advance of the rising waters. I caution you, listeners, do not dare to hope for their safe return. All those who did not ascend to the atrium to be spared by the director's vast wisdom and compassion, whether out of loyalty, duty, or slowness, they are lost, their policies cancelled, their bodies relegated to the watery deep. Any who do not now dwell within the safety of the tower are most certainly, undoubtedly, dead. But never fear, faithful policies, for the tunnels themselves are quite safe. Why, even now, those obedient and dutiful non-persons, the mole people, are tirelessly working to preserve our blessed workplaces by carrying out the last orders they were given.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a claw war!
Hurry, Clay! That sounded like Green Sector Tunnel!
I won. Carve it on the wall. That's 515 to 514.
You still have to win by two.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a claw war!
Make way! Engine mode coming through!
All tied up. Go again.
Morning, pups.
Morning.
Still no orders, I see.
No.
Well, don't you pups fret. Orders always come sooner or later. It's like old Silty used to say, a mole's work is never done.
Easy for you to say. You got a work assignment before we stopped hearing from the people.
That I did. And jawing all day wasn't part of them. Now, if you'll excuse me, this floor isn't going to mop itself again.
Sandy?
Lumi, what is it?
Schist needs veterinary attention.
I'm fine. Really, it's only a minor compound fracture.
I'll go get Pete.
Well, if you must.
Schist!
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a claw war!
Oi, Ash, Ferris, we've got injured moles over here! Step to it!
Yes? Sure, we're on it!
Mole pups to the rescue!
Widow Silty, give me a claw with Schist, will you?
Widow Silty? What are you, blind me pup? It's me! The orphan Silty!
Oh. Sorry, Orphan Silty. You've got your mother's whiskers.
Well, that's nice of you to say, and I certainly would love to help, but I'm afraid I can't.
Can't? I've got a mole in need here.
Moles will proceed with their last assignment until it is complete or they are issued a new order by a person. Mole Regulation 3. You know it as well as I.
Oh, hang Regulation 3!
Widow Silty said you'd lost your senses right before she reported to the farm.
Me senses? None of you would even be here if a person hadn't given the order. Get the hell out of the way! Don't you know the tunnels are flooding?
And we thank the directors every day for that kind person's thoughtful attention. That's certainly no reason to blaspheme.
Sandy, where's Pete? Is he coming?
He's busy preparing today's rations.
But we need him here. He's our only vet.
I tried telling him that, but Dr. Caligari had him assigned to the food detail before the flood, and he...
Good for Pete. Sticking to his post. At least he has a sense of proper mole values, unlike some pups.
We've got Chert, Basalt, and Shale!
Do you want us to put them back?
Why don't any of you see how stupid this is? Orphan Silty, you've been mopping the same section of floor for weeks.
Now that's not true. I've also been waxing them.
Shio, you and the engineering team keep removing the durium supports that are keeping the tunnels from collapsing on us.
Well, we don't have permission to use them.
If we don't use them, we'll all die.
But we don't have permission.
It doesn't matter. Mopping floors doesn't matter. Rationing supports doesn't matter.
Hey.
Changing light bulbs doesn't matter. What matters is pumping up the water, treating the wounded, securing the walls. Oh, bugger all!
Hey, my floor!
Lomi, come quick! Did Team 6 claw through the wall again?
I told them to stop building an expansion!
Yeah, they didn't listen.
Idiots! Sandy, help me get the water pump!
Wait for us!
Come on, Gru. Let's take out the rest of these supports.
Lomi, wait!
What is it?
We want to help!
We haven't got orders!
Right then. What can you lot do? We need food. The bodies we found are down to their last few maggots. Why don't you two forage for worms? See what you can sniff out.
Aye, aye!
Right then!
All right, Ash, let's get to work.
Yeah!
I don't smell any nearby.
Well, of course not. If the worms were easy to find, any old moles could have found them.
Old moles. I've got an idea. Follow me!
Ash, wait up! Hey, where are we going?
The farm, of course.
The farm? Yeah, they have all kinds of worms on the farm.
Big worms, small worms.
Some as big as your head. Good thinking, Ash. Let's dig.
Looks like this section's flooded. Get ready to hold your breath.
Bet I can hold my breath longer.
Bet you can't.
Close that up.
Got it.
Are you sure this is the right place?
I think so. When my parents were sent to the farm, this is the office they went to. I just don't remember it being this creepy.
See if you can find the worm room.
This room's filled with coffee.
Ooh, remember to take some of that back with us. Worm room? No, just a bunch of hammers and knives. I found the light switch! Or maybe it's not a light switch. Huh. I wonder what that is.
Maybe we should go.
What's the matter, Ash? Chicken?
No, I just...
My name's Ash, and I'm a big fat chicken! Ha! Hey, chicken! Come take a look at this!
I am not a chicken! What is it?
Isn't it obvious? It's a worm tenderizer. Make worms softer and easier to digest.
Those don't sound like worms.
I think the worms are being fed into the machine from that hatch above us. Give me a boost. I'll dump them all out. Here we go. These aren't worms. They're bones.
Ferris.
They must grind up the bones to use as worm feed.
Ferris.
What?
This skull, doesn't it look kind of...
mole-shaped?
Ah!
What? Ash!
Get them off me! Get them off me!
We gotta get out of here before...
Pops!
Ah!
It's okay. It's okay. It's just me. It's just Lomi. I saw the direction you were digging.
The farm! The farm! It's...
filled with mole skeletons. I know.
Where'd they all come from?
It's all that's left of moles too old or infirm to work.
You mean when you get sent to the farm, you die?
The people kill us, grind us up, and put us in the coffee.
But I drink the coffee.
I drink it too.
There. It's going to be all right.
No, it's not. It's never going to be all right again.
What are we supposed to do?
First, we're going to leave here and get back to the mole camp. Then, I'm going to teach you lot a secret. A secret that will keep you safe and make sure this never, ever happens again.
A secret? Tell us now.
No.
Why won't you tell us?
I just did tell you.
Well, what is it?
No!
But we want to know!
Oh, woe to those young minds corrupted by the contagion of no. If only they could be warned. If only they could be managed. If only they knew the terrible consequences that were to befall them. Take heed of the example set by Ash and Ferris. Report new and troubling ideas to your nearest supervisor, for only by doing so can we ensure that the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you want to help us make more fantastic audio fiction and get great rewards like Our Fair City ringtones, shoutouts on the air, or Herbert West on your voicemail, please consider pledging to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. Your financial support for this podcast allows us to continue to improve our recordings, pay our artists, and keep making more Our Fair City. You can also help support the show by rating and reviewing on iTunes or whatever podcasting app you're listening to us on. Those reviews help us stay on the best of charts where new loyal policies can find us. Thank you all so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.